Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jill Schlesinger is here from Jill on Money, Saturdays 4 until 6 on WBEN. We're talking about bringing Amazon possibly to the Buffalo area for their second headquarters. Now, Jill, you're in New York City.
Yes,
you don't,
I am.
You don't have any biases here.
None.
You know, about Buffalo. What do you think of Buffalo's chances?
Well, let me ask you a couple questions. The Buffalo market, how many people about in the Buffalo market? What's the population?
It depends on what you define as the Buffalo market,
okay,
right?
Okay, let's do the what's our media market? Let's talk about that. Is it a million people?
So, yeah, it's a million people in Erie County. If you go just the city of Buffalo, though, you're looking at 500,000 at max.
Okay. So that's one hurdle because they really said they wanted a million people. We know that you got the educated people because you got a great state university right there. So that's good, right? Talk to me about the airport in Buffalo. How is it?
Well, it's not an international.
It's not very busy.
Oh, no. You may just have gotten yourselves out of the running for this because really what Amazon has said in the list of things that it wants, and I'll get to you about like why I think this is just a silly beauty pageant of sorts anyway. But, I mean, they said they want a metro with a million people, a well-educated workforce, good public transportation, an international airport. I'm thinking that maybe Buffalo could be a little bit of a long shot, but I don't want you to worry because I have this sneaking suspicion that, in fact, this is all nonsense. I think they already know where they're going, and I think it's one of two places. You ready?
Yeah.
Austin, Texas. Guess what they just bought? They just bought Whole Foods. Whole Foods has a huge campus in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. That could be one place. And then I'll do three places. I think it's Austin, the D.C. area, because I think that they want to be around D.C. because there's going to be a ton of regulatory scrutiny on companies like Amazon. And then I think Boston is the other one, which is horrible because if you're a sports fan, it's yet another reason to hate Boston.
That's true.
I was going to ask you if you think they have their mindset already. You answered it there. For those areas, I mean, you mentioned big popular cities. They're in Seattle. Do you think Amazon wants to be known more with an already established city more than an up-and-comer, so to say?
No, I don't know. I mean, this is a very strange turn of events, frankly, because what we now know is that Amazon has just done a phenomenal job of shifting the conversation away from the reasons why we hate Amazon, which is it's big, it's taking everything over, it's putting other companies out of business, into like, oh, yeah, come to our place and we'll bend over backwards and give you tons of tax breaks, even though you make a gazillion dollars a year. I mean, there is something obscene about the idea of a municipality or a city giving some sort of inducement to a place like Amazon, whose stock price has soared and who's frankly just, the business is doing incredibly well. I know what you're going to say. Hey, they're supposed to be doing well for their shareholders. That's all that matters. Not so. I think that we really need to see if Amazon wants to shift its perception, they should stop with this and say, you know what? Of course we could ask for concessions, but really we want to be good community members wherever we end up. We don't need any tax breaks. We make gobs of money.
You know what? You kind of hit it, I think, on the head
right?
there. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Well, it's like any NFL team looking to build a new stadium.
Well, exactly. And by the way, we know that any of those they're. So I don't want to do a direct comparison. It's not quite right because I thought about that as well, like whether it's the NFL or whether it's the Olympics, that usually the cities that bid on it end up in terrible places in the aftermath, not good for the taxpayers. But the reality is that a business that's going to add 50,000 jobs, obviously, if that were in Buffalo, that would be a massive input to the city's growth. But so it's not exactly the same, but I just find it quite distasteful. I have to say that as someone who covers this stuff and that every day that I have to cover what's going on with Amazon and how much money they're making, it seems really distasteful to have a company like this kind of rake one over on the tax holders of any particular city.
Yeah. Right. Looking forward, whoever Amazon does end up picking, Will that community get some perks? Like, are there things in Seattle that people get there from Amazon that really aren't available anywhere else?
So anyway, people in Seattle really hate Amazon. They really have a love-hate with the company.
Oh, really?
They bring a ton of business to it, but they kind of destroy the essence of the city because it becomes like a city of one company. Now, if you work for Amazon, you probably are saying, oh, too bad, man. this is a good deal for us. But I really think it's important to remember that, you know, any one city, company town has risks. So you want a diverse city with lots of different employers. You know, just go ask your friends over in Rochester, which is, I think, a pretty good mile. How many miles are you from Rochester?
It's only an hour 60. Drive.
So go see what it was like to have Eastman Kodak run that town for a while. It was great while it was good, and then when it went down, it was bad. So we want lots of different companies, and we want them all to go to Buffalo, and we want hockey season to start as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well, thanks for bursting the bubble.
Sorry, man.
That's okay.
I love you.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you.
Okay, that's Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.